with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, which gives light to all in the house. Just so, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." Yes. The Gospel of the Lord. One day I was working with a group of young men, and I found this one particular student to be, let's just say, very active, a lot of energy. And I thought to myself, we're going to have a battle, aren't we? So I said, "Jaden, I got a job for you." He said, "Really, Father Steve?" I said, "I do." I said, "I want you to take my watch. And I want you to hold on to my watch throughout class and stop me at 10:30. So Jaden was all excited. He felt important. Right. He felt valued. He put my watch on his arm. And he was just business. And time went on. And I said, "Jaden, what time is it?" He says, "Father, I can't tell time." It's a big hand, little hand, I don't even know. You know, sometimes I can't tell time.
Oh my, that's all right.
We're on God's time this morning, yeah, church. Yeah. We're on God's time this morning. Yeah. We're on God's time.
That's right.
We set our hands in prayer this morning that the word of God proclaimed might be preached as God desires. Would you just pray with me and pray with me, pray over me. Extend your holy hands today. Loving God, thank you so much for getting us up this morning.
Yes.
We are here this morning by grace and mercy.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, to be in your house.
Yes,
to hear a word today that instructs us on the journey. I ask you, God, to touch my heart today. To make me your servant, and my word becomes your word. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you've been coming to St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church for the last 8.5 years, almost every Sunday, you've heard me preach. Up until Deacon was ordained, I was pretty much the regular homilist here on Sunday. And you've heard a lot of my favorite phrases, haven't you? You can almost repeat them, can't you? Phrases like, "Check yourself before you..." Okay, one for one. "Get your mind right." I like that one. "Get your mind right."
Yep.
And then sometimes, if I'm up here working and carrying on, y'all ain't giving, I said, "Y'all ain't with me this morning." Y'all ain't with me this morning. But one of my favorite phrases I've used over these years is, "It's hard out there trying to be a Christian." It's hard out there trying to be a Christian. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? It's hard out there being a Christian. I'm going to title this word today, this homily, "It's hard out there being a Christian." The fact is that you and I try our best to take God's word seriously, don't we? We are a people where the Bible is an open book for us. We read it, we study it, and we try our best to live it. But it's hard out there trying to be a Christian. We come week after week to be nourished by the word and by sacrament, the Holy Eucharist, by community, And sometimes before we get home, the devil tries to take my joy from me. It is hard out there. Trying to be a Christian. And even when we try our best to have the right spirit, someone comes at us sideways, right?
Yes.
We know we try to be right, to stand up, to stand out, and the world tries to pull us down. It's hard out there trying to be a Christian. The word and the world are often at odds, aren't they? The things we hear, we heard today in Isaiah 58 about how we're called to position ourselves morally. Isaiah says, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, do not turn your back on your own. These values, this marching order from God, goes against what we hear in the world. I got mine. You get yours too. I had to work for it too. The rich get richer. And the poor get poor. And we see things we hear proclaimed in God's word. Things we hear the preacher tell us on Sunday that contradict voices that are out there. Oh, it's hard out there, church. To be a Christian. And yet Jesus says to us today in a well-known text, Matthew 5, part of the Beatitudes, that great Sermon on the Mount, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And both of those elements affect change, don't they? In that time, they didn't have refrigerators or freezers. They used salt to preserve their food. And even still today, you gotta put a little salt on it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Make it taste differently. Salt has an immediate reaction. Thank God we haven't used much rock salt this year, but salt on ice has a reaction.
Amen.
You can almost see it and hear it. Immediately, it makes a difference. Light's the same thing. When I get up in the morning, I thank God for the light. Not just in my bedroom, but the light of God. That once again, God has not abandoned me. The light still shines. The sun rises up. Light makes a difference. You turn off the light, you can't see anything. Sometimes not even your hand before your face. Light and salt make a difference. And Jesus challenges his disciples then and challenges us today to be people who affect change in the midst of a twisted world, in the midst of a mean, nasty world, in the midst of things we see we've never thought we'd see before, the rising up of meanness. And yet we're called to make a difference. But if we're honest, truly honest, it's hard. It's challenging. It's difficult to live out our Christian faith because sometimes when someone comes at us with meanness, we want to do what? Come right back at them. You did it to me, I'm going to do it to you. But that's not what God instructs us to be. And that's why the Christian is contradicting sometimes in her life or his life what the world says. And that's why you got to be prayed up.
Amen.
Yeah. Come on.
Prayed up. Fortified up. As my sister in Christ said to me today, you got to know God in a relationship with God. And it can't just be on Sunday morning.
Come on.
To know God in a relationship, because sometimes you got to call upon a higher power, a much higher power than your own. I know for me, I'm not there yet. Maybe you're a Christian to the max. Saint, all there. I'm not there yet. Sometimes Stephen rises up. Sometimes my own flesh rises up. And I have to remind myself who I am and who directs my life. And not allow myself to be caught up in some of the nastiness and the gloomy days we see in our world, in our nation today. And it's not easy. Oh, it's not easy, is it? We see gloomy, nasty, meanness take place in our world. Church, the battle we're facing right now in our nation is not simply a political one. It's not. And it pains me that religious leaders who call themselves leaders have not spoken out enough or at all. The battle we are facing today is a spiritual battle. Trust me, a moral battle. It's like the battle that we face when we were talking about, do we become a slave country? What do we do with these people we brought to this country? Literally almost tore our nation apart, but Abraham Lincoln rose up as a moral leader. Based on God's word, to mend this country, to become united. It's the same battle we faced. We questioned, should women be allowed to vote? And we still face that moral battle today to realize men and women are equal in the eyes of God. It's a moral battle, a spiritual battle that we faced, questioning civil rights. And it goes on and on. This is some serious stuff.
Amen.
And we need people who truly say they're Christian to affect change in our world, in our society, and in our church. We just cannot be Christian here in this room.
Yes.
It's not enough. The great Fia Bowman said, saint to be, if I keep my Christianity inside of me, and don't tell somebody about what Jesus has done for me, it don't do you no good. If I'm a Christian inside of me, and just me, if I don't tell somebody how good God has been to me, if I don't get up and tell somebody how good God has been to me, that's faith. That's faith. And if Christian folks would rise up beyond the 10 o'clock hour Sunday morning and realize we're in a spiritual battle, a moral battle of good and evil against corruption and twisted thinking.
Yes.
If you don't believe me, did you watch TV this week? Did you read the paper this week? And we see the twisted, nasty vindictiveness. That's spiritual. And sometimes you got to pray and fast.
Yes.
To be fortified. Otherwise, he will allow you and put you in a position where you become just like him. That's what the enemy wants, church. They want you to play the game on their terms. To lose your mind. Get out of your space. Sometimes you see nastiness and evil, you gotta look them and walk away.
Amen.
This Black History Month that we celebrate every week, a great mother of movement comes to mind today. Her name is Mamie. Church today who remember quite vividly what happened to that young man, her son Emmett Till. Young man like this one up here serving God's altar today. going down south to visit family. And we know the evil of racism that was, that still is today. And what happened to that young man to be murdered? There's mothers in this church who know what I'm talking about this morning that had their sons and daughters murdered. But not only that, how they desecrated Emmett's body. What we've done to dehumanize people, and you wonder why people are angry? What we've done specifically to our young black men. And we want to. Mamie Till said, we'll have an open casket. Long before it was Twitter, Instagram, she wanted the world to see what evil and racism can do to a people. That horrible image of his mangled body. That casket, which is the most moving part of the African American Museum in Washington. Y'all go to the fourth floor and all the celebration with Oprah, that kind of stuff. Go to that level. You cannot understand the celebration till you've been to the bottom level and see the struggle. The struggle is real. The struggle. It's real. And some folks would have said, well, just get over yourself. It's real today as it was before.
Amen.
But in the midst of a twisted week for me, a week when I found myself angry at times, and something I'm very passionate about is education. Anybody who knows me knows that I am a passionate educator and a lifelong learner. You don't pit one system against another and play people, as we saw happen this week. We need charter schools. We need public schools. We need Catholic schools. We need mission schools. We need all the schools for our children. For our children. But sometimes, we drank the Kool-Aid. And they play against ourselves. They play us. And we think we got over. You didn't get over. Not at all. They like to see that. To celebrate one system. And yet, blocks away, children are breathing in asbestos. Oh, it's hard out there, church, trying to be a Christian. But Mother Till had a word for me. She wrote these words and said these words. I don't have a minute to hate. Because I will pursue justice for the rest of my life.
Amen.
This woman, about to bury her child, in an unjust, corrupt system, I have not a minute to hate. As John Lewis often says, don't hate. Don't hate. It's not Christian. We cannot hate. But you best believe I will pursue justice for the rest of my life.
Amen.
I have no time to hate anybody. My Christian faith will not allow it.
Amen.
But you best believe I'm going to tell somebody, you better register and you better vote.
Come on now.
I'm going to tell somebody.
Come on now.
We better make sure that folks can get to the poll and cast their votes. I won't tell you how to vote. As America, you have a right to vote. How dare you, a woman, not vote this year in this anniversary. How dare you, a young person, not vote when folks walked to Selma for the right to vote? How dare you say it don't matter? It does matter. And so I will pursue justice. You don't hate. But put that energy into justice that it might roll down like a mighty stream. Put that energy by doing right by our people. You got two coats? Give one away. Give one to somebody else. You got 2 or 3 degrees? Mentor someone. You got skills and time on your hands, retired? What are you doing for somebody else? If you have nothing else but your prayer posture. Because sometimes all I can do is just sit and pray in my room. Then give that to somebody. Say, Lord, take my prayer, my love offering today, and bestow it upon somebody in the struggle. Share my blessings. It's hard out there. Oh, it is. Trying to be a Christian. But I have strength. Well, my strength comes not just from you. We need each other, no doubt. I got a higher power. I got a higher power. I got a strength that the world didn't give me and the world can't take from me. I got a strength. I got something that I can go back to and strong on, hang on to when I can't find my way out and the devil's in my way and tells me to sit down and be quiet. The Lord says to me, you look up. You look up. I look to you. I look to you, Lord. But all my strength is gone. I look to you. When I'm going through the struggle and the pain, I look to you, Lord. Who knows what I'm talking about this morning? I look to you. I look to you. I look to you.
As I lay me down,
yes.
Heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. And after all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. I look to you. Yes. And when melodies are gone, in you I hear a song. I look to you. Ooh, yes. About to lose my breath. There's no more fighting left. Sinking to rise no more. I'm searching for that open door. But every road that I've taken, it's led to my regret. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head and I look to you. I look to you, yes. And when all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. I look to you. Yes. And when melodies are gone, in you I hear a song. I look to you. Just take me far away from the battle, 'cause I need you to shine on me.
Amen. Yeah.